Thank you all very much for being here this morning. I shared last week's lesson with a couple co-workers, and one of them, I don't know if they've listened to it or not yet, but one of them said, "Hey, do you always start with a joke?" I said, "Well, I tell everybody first thing, I love you all." That's not a joke, okay? I truly do. We truly are children of the Most High God and are thankful for Jesus, our Lord and Savior, and the power of His might and of His holy word and the things that it does in our lives. And this morning, the title of our lesson is Sitting by the Well. You know, my mom came from growing up. She's born in Kentucky. I have to let you folks from Kentucky know my mom was born in Kentucky, but she was fortunate enough to move south to Alabama. And she was raised in Alabama. I'm just kidding a little bit, but you know, and they sit on the front porch and eat watermelon down there. You know, that's a big thing for them. And lemonade, nice tea. We hear the country songs, you know. That kind of reminds me of sitting by the well. You know, up north, I don't know what we do up here, Yankees. We, you know, we're too busy to stop and sit by the well. And that's another good thing and point for us to think about. Okay? Jesus took time to sit at the well just for water. And he asked the Samaritan woman, "Give me a drink." I ask us this morning, if Jesus was to ask you this morning, "Please give me a drink," what would you say to him? "I don't have time, I'm too busy. I don't know who you are. I'm waiting for the Messiah, I'm not going to serve you today." But folks, each and every day of our lives, Jesus asks us, "Give me a drink. I need your help. I have something special for you." And we need to be able to have our eyes open and look for that. We need to be reaching out and praying to Him and asking Him how we may serve Him in His kingdom. We need to be looking at the spiritual kingdom, not the earthly kingdom. Not the physical, folks. Not the physical. Jesus took a little trip. I'm going to break tradition this morning. I've got a map and a picture. Typically, it's only scripture, but this morning I thought, you know, doesn't hurt a little bit now. I'm trying. Let me see if I can do this. Oh, look at that. Okay, so Jesus decides to go from here to here. About, depending on whether you're here, it could be about 63 miles. It could be 70 miles, as many miles as the Sea of Galilee is. But anyways, it's for average about 70 miles from here to there. And he stops here. You know, the funny thing about stopping there, okay, is he's Jewish. And all the Jews, what do? They go around it. They go across here, up here, and around here to get to Galilee. They don't want to go through Samaria. And that, let me just give a little bit of picture today. Okay, those of us that live in Lebanon, if we want to go to Lafayette, we don't want to go through Frankfurt. They're heathens. They're not worthy. It's dangerous. It's a terrible place to be. We're going to go all the way around to Crawfordsville and go up 231 and go to Lafayette. And you laugh and you think that's crazy, but these people believed in that. And they hated people because of that. Folks, it's precious for Jesus to just walk through this spot and stop here and say, "Guess what? I don't want you to hate one another. I don't want you to be prejudiced. I don't want you to feel special except for in the kingdom of heaven." Jesus broke down all these barriers when he sat at the well. Jesus eliminated stereotypes when he sat at the well. Folks, when we are sitting at the well, we need to make sure we do the same thing. Sit at the well every day of your life and follow Jesus. And follow Jesus. Guess what? It's a little dark, but there it is. For those of you that think, "Well, it's just the Bible, it's just a fairy tale, it's just something somebody wrote, you know," still there. Folks, that's a modern day picture of Jacob's well.
Just the truth, right? I work for a gentleman that he wants to see the numbers. And he uses the numbers as the truth. And he uses those words when we have meetings at work. Let's look at the numbers. Let's look at the facts. I want to know the truth about this situation. Not what you feel. Not what you think. Not what you suppose. Not what you did on the last project, because I'm in construction management. He says, let's look at the numbers. Let's follow the precepts and promises according to this project. Same thing with us in our spiritual lives. Let's look at the truth. Let's look at the facts. The facts are, folks, that the well of Jacob is still here well over 2,000 years later, plus or minus. Can you imagine that? Now, it's not out in the middle of nowheres, okay? They've got places built around it, and as you can see, they got all kinds of stuff here. Still there today. Back to tradition. For his disciples had gone into the city to buy food. Then the woman of Samaria said to him, how is it that you, being a Jew, ask a drink from me, a Samaritan woman? For Jews have no dealings with Samaritans. Jesus answered and said to her, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. The woman said to him, sir, you have nothing to draw with, and the well is deep. Where then do you get that living water? Are you greater than our father Jacob, who gave us the well and drank from it himself, as well as his sons and his livestock? Jesus answered and said to her, whoever drinks of this water will thirst again. Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into the everlasting life. And the woman said to him, sir, give me this water that I may not thirst, nor come here to draw. As we look at this passage, folks, I ask us this morning, have you drank from that water of living life, everlasting life that Jesus speaks about? Or do you thirst? Do you still thirst? Yeah, we hunger and thirst after righteousness as it is written. But if you haven't found Jesus, you're still going to thirst and hunger for the truth, for what's right, for peace, for holiness, for acceptance, for not being lonely. All those things that Jesus solves, his living water, his power, his promises. Jesus explains this to her real briefly, one-on-one. And she still says, I want the physical water. I don't get it. Folks, let's make sure we're not the same as the woman at the well. Jesus says, here I am. Take me. Live in the spiritual realm. Serve me in the kingdom of heaven. And yet we say, I just want a drink of water. We missed the point. And you know what? The woman at the well, the Samaritan woman, had a great heart. She had sin in her life too. We're going to read a little bit more about that. But she had a good heart. She was looking for the Messiah. She worshiped God, not as the Jews, but as the Samaritans did. And it is written, continuing on in the passage in John chapter 4, Jesus said to her, go call your husband and come here. The woman answered and said, I have no husband. Jesus said to her, you have well said, I have no husband, for you have had five husbands, and the one whom you now have is not your husband. In that you spoke truly. The woman said to him, sir, I perceive that you are a prophet. Our fathers worshipped on this mountain, and you Jews say that in Jerusalem is the place where one ought to worship And Jesus said to her, "Woman, believe me, the hour is coming when you are neither on this mountain nor in Jerusalem worship the Father. You worship what you do not know. We know what we worship, for salvation is of the Jews. But the hour is coming, and now is, when true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and in truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and in truth." And the woman said to him, "I know that Messiah is coming, who is called Christ. When He comes, He will tell us all things." And Jesus said to her, "I who speak to you am He." You know what? The woman at the well did something that we struggle with in our lives. Jesus says, "Hey, I know about your sins. Go get your husband." She's honest with Him. She says, "I don't have any husbands." Jesus says, "I know, but you had five, and the one you get with is not your husband now." Jesus even mentions, "You spoke honestly with me, truly." Folks, do we struggle with being honest with Jesus? Do we struggle recognizing our sins and putting them behind us and saying, "Satan, get behind me"? Yes, there's times in our lives that transpires. And then Jesus goes on to share with her that God wants all people, to be part of the kingdom of heaven. Now's the time that I open up the kingdom of heaven to everybody. Not just the Jews. There's not a special people just for me anymore. That was to fulfill my promise to bring Jesus to you folks. And Jesus says, "I who speak to you am He." Can you imagine sitting down at the well, sitting at the well with Jesus? And He points out sin in your life. Are you going to say truthfully to Him, "You are right"? Or will you run and hide? Do you have the faith to sit down at the well with Jesus and open your heart and follow Him? Or you just want a drink of water and go on about your way? As we gather and sit at the well here this morning with ourselves, those of us that are following the Most High God and following Jesus, are you sitting at the well or you just want a drink of water and get on about your way? Folks, I plead with you. I plead with you not just to drink water and go on your way. Because Jesus spends and takes time and is sitting at the well and ready for us, just like He was a Samaritan woman. The most lowly of the lowly in the world, Jesus takes time with to help. There's people in my lives I've walked right by. Never said hi to, never known. Probably should. Jesus gives me an example here, gives us an example here, to take time to sit at the well. Take time to help other people make it to heaven. Take time to share your faith. Take time to follow Jesus in our lives. Continuing on, in John chapter 4, and at this point His disciples came, and they marveled that He talked with a woman. Yet no one said, "What do you seek?" or "Why are you talking with her?" The woman then left her water pot, went her way into the city, and said to the men, "Come see a man who told me all things that I ever did. Could this be the Christ?" Then they went out of the city and came to Him. In the meantime, his disciples urged him, saying, Rabbi, eat. But he said to them, I have food to eat which you do not know. Therefore the disciples said to one another, has anyone brought him anything to eat? And Jesus said to them, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Do you not say there are still 4 months and then comes the harvest? Behold, I say to you, lift up your eyes and look at the fields, for they are already white for harvest. And he who reaps receives wages and gathers fruit for eternal life, that both he who sows and he who reaps may rejoice together. For in this saying is true, one sows and another reaps. I sent you to reap that for which you have not labored. Others have labored, and you have entered into their labors. Sitting at the well, Jesus has a monumental moment in time with the woman at the well. He teaches her lessons. He explains to her who he is. He shows her love and compassion and truth, and she's honest with him. And then the click comes along. Prejudices. Whoop, she leaves. Disciples come. Not supposed to talk with a woman, let alone a Samaritan woman. She leaves. She doesn't want to be confrontational. She may even think she's not worthy to be there. She leaves. The disciples are trying to figure this out. Why would you do that, Jesus? First off, they're probably wondering why they walked through Samaria and they didn't go up and around. Okay? Folks, each and every time we walk through life and we sit at the well with Jesus, we learn new things just like that. It's not wrong to ask Jesus why. He wants us to know why. And without asking, you're not going to know. It's not going to come from osmosis from underneath the Bible on your pillow as you sleep at night. It comes from studying and reading His holy word and asking the questions and praying to Him. Sitting at the well with Jesus and asking questions. I have food to eat which you do not know of, Jesus says. He says, my food is to do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. Funny, the Samaritan woman struggled with, just give me some water. How are you going to get water? I want some of that water and I'm going to go on my way. The disciples come back. Okay, folks, the best followers of Jesus there can be, and they want to talk about food. Food and water. It's not too much far apart, is it? And that's the same way, folks, in our lives and in our world today. It's not that far apart from following Jesus. It's just that other step to sit down with Jesus at the well, to not worry about the drink of water. To not worry about food. When's the last time we worried more about the blood of Christ? Living water. Eternal life. And the food to do the will of God. When's the last time you planned to do the will of God? And when's the last time you planned to go to Chuck E. Cheese? Those of you that got kids. Or Applebee's, or Long John's, not Silver's. Any of us playing? You know, most of us don't do that. Longhorn, Texas Roadhouse. I'm trying to think of some places. You know, Red Lobster. Folks, we make all kinds of plans to eat food, just like the disciples were doing here. Jesus says, "Hey, man, my food is doing the will of the Father." Do you make plans of inviting somebody to worship service or for a Bible study when you go somewheres? We got all kinds of super neat cards, folks, and they're very generic. Tell somebody you love them. Come worship with us. You love them. God loves you. Can I help you make it to heaven? Give me a call. Put your number on the back. You don't have, find something, folks, that is doing the will of the Father. You wonder why you're not filled? You don't feel joy, peace, happiness in your life? You're a Debbie Downer? You're missing Jesus. You missed the point. You just want a drink of water and you just want to eat and go on about your way. But Jesus says, I'm so much more than that. Sit at the well with me. Follow me. And he also says, everybody, there's going to be somebody that sows and somebody that reaps. Right? Gather fruit for eternal life. Folks, labor's not a bad thing. I know today, you know, our society says, go to college and earn a degree so you don't have to work for a living. Well, guess what? You still work for a living after you get your college degree. It's a little different type of work maybe, but you're still working. When you say, Jesus, I believe in you and I want to live forever, he says, come follow me. Come help me in the kingdom of heaven. I need your help. Come labor with me. Some of you don't even like going to work. Hit the snooze 8 times. Same thing with the kingdom of heaven. You hit the snooze every time it's time to sit at the well with Jesus and see what he's got planned for your life. Quit hitting the snooze, folks. I need to do the same thing at times in my life. Let's quit hitting the snooze when Jesus wants to sit at us with the well. He needs our help. And it's best for us to serve him and follow him as we do that. Those of you that are working in his kingdom know that. Those of you that are deciding whether to follow him or not, I guarantee it won't be. It'll never be better in your life to follow Jesus. The last few verses of our lesson this morning, in the conclusion, will be yours. And many of the Samaritans of that city believed in him because of the word of the woman who testified. He told me all that I ever did. So when the Samaritans had come to him, they urged him to stay with them, and he stayed there 2 days. Many more believed because of his own word. Then they said to the woman, now we believe. Not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Folks, I ask us this morning, have you come to that conclusion yourself? Somebody's told you about Jesus and how much he's helped them in their lives. And I'm telling you this morning, he's great and he's helped me tremendously. I'd be a wretched man without Jesus. And he still reminds me that I still need him because I am a wretched man. Without him, I would be, boy, would I be lost. But I tell you this morning, the same thing the Samaritan woman said. He told me all I ever did, and he exposes my wrongs, and he says, I still love you, and I still need your help, and I want you to live forever. And then the people said to her, we believe. Not because of what you said, because now we know who Jesus is. We've listened to him. We've heard him. We know that he is true. We know he waits by the well for us. We know he loves us irregardless of what men say. We know God is a true God that doesn't stereotype us. He loves us. He loves us. He loves us. And we should love one another in the same way. Sitting by the well, folks, if you knew the gift of God and who it is who says to you, give me a drink, you would have asked him and he would have given you living water. Our question this morning, folks, is, are you drinking that living water from Jesus, our Savior? Whoever drinks of the water that I shall give him will never thirst. But the water that I shall give him will become in him a fountain of water springing up into everlasting life. I plead with you, if you're thirsting this morning, to go to Jesus to quench that thirst. Speak truly to Jesus, folks, just the woman at the well did. Be honest with him. It's tough with us to be honest with one another. We want to compartmentalize and hide some of our true selves. Speak truly to Jesus. Speak truly to Jesus. It is so beneficial to be open with God in your life. God is a spirit, and those who worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. In Jesus. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. I who speak to you am he. Jesus said, I'm the Son of God. I'm the Alpha and the Omega. I can help you live forever and have that abundant life. Do you believe that he is? My food is do the will of him who sent me and to finish his work. What type of food are you looking for this morning, folks? Today in your lives? This week, just once, look for spiritual food instead of physical food, I pray. I ask. Now we believe not because of what you said, for we ourselves have heard him, and we know that this is indeed the Christ, the Savior of the world. Have you placed your heart into the Savior of the world's hands, Jesus, and said, I'll follow him? You do that by being baptized into Christ for the remission of your sins, or he's always ready and willing to sit at the well for you to be honest with him. We offer that invitation as we stand to sing the selected hymn this morning.
I love you all.